J.R.R. Tolkien wrote The Hobbit before he wrote the Lord of the Rings series, which of course became a huge success as a film trilogy. So no surprise that director Peter Jackson has turned The Hobbit into a movie, too. Actually, he'll be making another trilogy based on that single book. The first one opens at midnight tonight. Kenneth Turan has this review of The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey.
The story begins with the great wizard Gandalf announcing he's looking for someone to share an adventure.
You asked me to find the 14th member of this company, and I have chosen Mr. Baggins.
Me? No.
Humble
no.
Hobbit Bilbo Baggins wants no part of this. Adventures, he says, make you late for dinner. But before he knows what's happening, 13 rowdy dwarves show up at his house and create all kinds of havoc.
No, there's nobody home! Go away and bother somebody else! There's far too many dwarves in my dining room as it is.
That dwarf bacchanal goes on and on and on. It's the first evidence of the unwise decision to turn this slender novel into three films that will likely have a running time of close to 9 hours. There's just not enough story here to prevent things from getting pokey. Once Bilbo signs on to join the dwarf expedition, much of what happens is a series of wearying battles that echo the Lord of the Rings carnage.
Bagginses.
And creepy Gollum returns as well.
What is a Bagginses, precious?
I'm a hobbit from the Shire.
Oh, we like goblinses, bats, and fishes, but we haven't tried hobbitses before. Is it soft? Is it juicy?
No.
But in this film, without enough emotional material to balance the mayhem, the violence gets increasingly exhausting as all those minutes unfold. The Hobbit is solid and acceptable, not soaring and exceptional. Director Peter Jackson is touting a new 48 frames per second visual format as the best way to see The Hobbit, but I have to disagree. 48 frames is off-putting. It creates an image that plays more like high-definition television than a rich cinematic experience. If you're enough of a traditionalist to appreciate this story, you'll want to see it the old-fashioned way.
The movie is The Hobbit, An Unexpected Journey. Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.